From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dina Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
I'm delighted you're listening in to the weekend edition of Life Change. Thank you for listening in. And we're going to talk this week about something that we all know something about. And I'm so glad to have my dear friend, Pastor Bob Kadlecic, on with us. He's a pastor of a wonderful church ministry in the southern tier of New York. And our program now, and Bob, I don't think you know this yet, but we are now online all over the world with this program. God has blessed in a wonderful way. And so for many of you that are listening in for the first time, we welcome you. And also we have a network up in East Africa, for which we're very thankful. For those of you listening there, we are glad that you're listening in, plus the folks in the Southern Tier and in Pennsylvania. We're delighted to have you on. Pastor, we're going to talk about fear today. And overcoming our fears is a life-changing thing that many of us would love to realize. A lot of Christians and non-Christians alike struggle with fear. So, Pastor Bob, give us an idea. How big of a problem is fear and anxiety in America today?
Well, and I don't know about the world statistics, but in America, it is a growing problem. Two out of three American adults say that they're anxious. And one out of three say they're more anxious this year than last year. So it's a problem that's getting worse. And the most anxious group actually is basically the younger of an adult you are, the more anxious you probably are. 18 to 34-year-olds, 70% are somewhat or extremely anxious. And this is just affecting a lot of things. We had record number of overdose deaths last year. And many of those overdoses are not just from illegal drugs, but from anxiety medications like Xanax, Valium, or Ativan. Those deaths from anxiety medications have quadrupled in the last 20 years. And so fear is a problem. And frankly, it seems like the world doesn't really have any good answers for how we can overcome our fears.
Well, it is an interesting group of stats that you give us there. Pastor, have you ever personally struggled with fear and anxiety?
I have, and I tend to not think of myself. I'm really not a very fearful person. But when I was in seminary, finishing my first year of classes, I had procrastinated a little bit at the end of the semester. Hmm. But it was a time when personal computers are new, so I know that dates me. But viruses were also new, and I had all these papers that were due, and they kept getting disappearing, or the updates I put on them would be gone. And by the time I figured out I had a virus on my computer, I was way behind, had almost no sleep. I developed a rash all over my body from the stress and the anxiety. And this is probably too much information, but my pee turned brown. So I just thought I got to pass these classes because I was getting married. Like, you know, I had to finish my classes so I could go out to Western PA and marry Becky. And then we were going to go on to England on a honeymoon. And I was just so afraid that I was going to fail, that my wife would see that I failed, that others would as well. And I looked okay on the outside, but inside I was just all tied up in knots, and it started to literally break down my body.
That's interesting. When I hear you talk about that, I think the thing that I fear in my life is when I don't make decisions when I should. And I procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate. And I one time read a book, Bob, years ago, that was called The Contrarian View of Leadership, written by the president of USC, who had that year had the best rated university in America. And he talked about going up slowly each side of a like a slope and making decisions. And honestly, that book was not a blessing to me at all, because it made me procrastinate decision. I thought I gotta get that thought out of my mind. But I think that's how it happens. Things like that take place. So what are you most afraid of?
Well, I think what you shared is a good point for a lot of our listeners. And you know, a lot of times when we think of fear, we think of fear of spiders or fear of water or public speaking. But for most people, and ourselves included, our biggest fears are things like failure, right? Mm-hmm. Making the wrong decision or rejection or people thinking badly of us. And that was really what was at the root of my fear. I wasn't afraid of failing my classes and losing my money. I wasn't really, what I was really afraid of was that my fiance and my friends would see me as a failure and, oh, you didn't pass because either you were lazy or you were dumb. And so that fear of rejection and being seen as a failure is really something that I struggle with even today. And I think those are big, more important fears to talk about, things like that, because the fears that are sin are fears that keep us from doing what God wants. And so very few of us, is our fear of water or snakes or spiders keep us from doing what God wants, but it's these other fears that do that.
Yeah, that's really good. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. Dina Padron talking to you with Pastor Bob Kadlecic, who is on regularly with our program. So glad to have him on. And you may want to text somebody and tell them, hey, stay tuned, because they're talking about fear. And this is something a lot of people have a struggle with. Well, Pastor, God often uses our emotions to get our attention. What does the emotion of fear tell us about ourselves?
Well, it tells us quite a bit. Our emotions, I don't know who said this, but our emotions reveal our devotion. Emotions identify what's really important to us. And so if you're afraid, it's like a flag waving and pointing to where there's something really important going on. And so not only do our emotions reveal our devotion, but I think our emotions, particularly worry and fear, identify what we really believe deep down. And so if I worry about what will happen after I die, you know, it may mean that deep down, I don't really believe God's promises about eternal life, or I don't really trust God, or maybe I doubt that God could forgive me. And so, you know, if I'm scared to talk to someone about Jesus, it may mean I care more about being comfortable than that person's destiny, or maybe I'm afraid I won't say the right thing and I'll do more harm than good. Our fears identify what we really believe deep down. So if you're afraid, it's good to examine that fear and clarify what you're really scared of and what you really believe.
That's really good advice. So if you're struggling with this thing of fear, ask yourself what's going on deep inside. I mean, that's really good advice. Life change comes from God's Word. What does the Bible teach about battling what we're talking about today, anxiety?
Well, there's a lot of fearful people in the Bible. One of the stories I love is Gideon in the Old Testament. He's one of the most courageous characters in Scripture, but he's also one of the most fearful. And when the angel first appears to him, the angel compliments him. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. But Gideon responds with really some wrong beliefs about God that make him fearful. And his response is, pardon me, my Lord, but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and gave us into the hand of Midian. And so Gideon, he was actually threshing wheat in a vineyard in where the you would do the grapes. So he was basically hiding from the Midianites. And the reason he was afraid is because he believed God had abandoned them. If God was actually did what he did at all in Exodus 200 years before, he's no longer doing it now. And so that drove his fears. The pastor A.W. Tozer once said, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And so I think the Bible teaches when you're battling anxiety, the first thing you need to realize is who God is. And when I'm afraid, more likely than not, I have a warped view of God, like Gideon, where God doesn't care or God couldn't love me. And it's important in this whole discussion of fear, I don't want to get too far without saying that when we talk about emotion, emotions aren't right or wrong. They just are. What's important is how we respond to those emotions. So if you're feeling afraid or if you're anxious, that feeling in itself is not sinful and you shouldn't feel more guilty about it. What would be sin or what would be victory is how you respond to that fear. And in fact, that's what courage is. Courage is someone who does what's right, even though they're just all bound up in knots and scared on the inside, yet they make the right decisions and do what God wants on the outside. And that's ultimately what Gideon did when God kind of helped him realize that no, he hadn't abandoned him, that God was with him, and that God could be trusted.
Yeah, Gideon's one of those great stories there in the Judges, and it's a great illustration there, Pastor. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Thank you for listening in. This is Dino Padron chatting with you. I'm with Pastor Bob Kadlecic, and we're delighted that he's on with us today, a regular here on the program. I want to encourage you to get the book True Spiritual Identity. How does God see us? We often view God based on our religion, background, or what people tell us about God. True Spiritual Identity takes us to an ancient book drawing out a remarkable concept of how God sees his children. In this lonely and personal world we live in, there is hope and purpose based on what God says about his family. Once this truth is understood, a whole world of blessing waits at the doorstep for the reader. So we want you to get the copy. You can simply get it by calling this number, 1-800-473-5106. That's 1-800-473-5106. Or if you'd rather, you can simply go to Barnes & Noble, or you can go to other bookstores and simply order the book there. Or if it's there on the shelf, just buy it right there and get the book. And I believe it's going to be a great blessing to your life. It's produced by Trilogy Christian Publishers out of California. And simply ask for True Spiritual Identity. How does God see us? Well, today we're talking about fears, and all of us have had some fears in our lives, and we've just seen some very interesting story about what Gideon saw. I love that quote, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us, given by the A.W. Tozer, who has had many great quotes out like that. So, Pastor, your fears reveal what you believe about God, but it also reveals what you believe about you, too. So let's talk about that.
Well, and this is where that book, True Spiritual Identity, How Does God See Us, I think is important, because Gideon not only didn't believe in who God was, but because of believe in who God made him to be. I mean, ultimately, his identity was flawed. And so, you know, God called him a mighty warrior, and he thought, I'm not a mighty warrior. He didn't believe what God said about him. He says, how can I save Israel? My clan's the weakest in Manasseh. I'm the least in my family. Gideon, in order for him to have courage, he has to believe not only in who God is, but then also what God says about him. And I think this is a paradox in the Christian life about who we are. I think some churches do a great job of hammering home the fact that we're sinners and God is much holier than we are. And that is definitely true. I mean, but there's another side too, that we are made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. And with God, I can reach a made in the image of God level potential. And so that identity thing is really true. Who does God say you are? Man, I'm his child. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm precious to him. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't yet asked Jesus to be your Savior and Lord, then God does say you're blind, dead, deceived, at war with him, and a bunch of things that aren't good. But if you have surrendered your life to God, and ask Jesus to be your Savior, then you're forgiven, loved, chosen, free. I mean, His child, precious, and you need to believe what God says about you.
Yeah, well said, and that is so, so true, what God says about us. When we look at what God says, it puts a whole new perspective on how we should look at the whole subject, even of fear. So, Pastor, why does God allow us to go through times of fear? Why doesn't He swoop in and take away all the difficult circumstances and switch situations that cause us to fear?
Well, actually, you know, I think sometimes people talk about bad things and they say, well, God allows it. He doesn't orchestrate it. But, you know, we understand that God is completely in control. And so it's not that God allows scary things into our lives. I think God on purpose has designed and specifically put fearful things into our lives. And the reason is because He wants to grow our faith. I read this quote recently from a book by David Marvin. It was called, We're All Freaking Out and Why You Don't Have To. And he says this, grass and weeds require the same soil to grow, dirt. In the same way, fear and faith require the same soil to grow, uncertainty. Without uncertainty, fear can't grow, but neither can faith. The same unknowns of the future related to your marriage, job, health, family, and finances provide just as much an opportunity to grow your faith as to grow your fear. And what you grow in the long run depends on you. And so the fearful things in our lives are there for a reason. And God didn't put it there to grow our fears and to make us more fearful, but He did put it there to grow our faith and help us to trust in Him.
Excellent. We're going to be looking at just a few moments here on how to deal with fear in our lives. How do you fight fear? And the pastor is going to help us to understand some of that. I want to remind you, you're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you. Pastor Bob Kadlecic is on with us today. So, Pastor, let's talk about it. How do you fight fear? What are some things we can do to help overcome fear in our lives?
Well, I think we've talked about this already. One of the first things we need to do is to figure out what you're really afraid of, to pinpoint fear. Interesting, I heard this, I assume it's true, but a single glass of water is all the moisture you need to make fog the size of 7 city blocks 100 feet high. And so anxiety is like that. Fear is like that. It's often just a single glass of water, but it's so huge and blinding, and we just can't see clearly. So cut through that fog and write down specifically, what are you scared of? And get to the end of it. So keep asking yourself, and then what would happen, right? Well, I'm scared of saying the wrong thing. Well, then what would happen? Well, I'm scared people will then think I'm a failure. Well, then what will happen? Well, then they're going to leave and I'll be completely alone. Well, and then what will happen? Well, nothing. Okay, so what you're really scared of is to be completely alone. And just specifying what you're really afraid of and what's at the root of that fear helps you then figure out what is the truth about God that I need to embrace that counteracts this fear. Well, if I'm afraid of being completely alone, then I need to remember that God will never leave me nor forsake me, right? And so if you're worried about finances, the lie might be, you know, I'm not sure God has my best interest in mind, or maybe I'm not sure He loves or cares about me, or maybe I'm worried because I believe the lie that I'm always a failure. But if God is with me, then with Him, I'm not a failure. And so, you know, focusing on who God is and who He says you are, I think is one of the first things we can do to fight fear. But a second thing we need to do, I think, is to do something courageous for God. Before God had Gideon attack tens of thousands of Midianites with 300 men, which is just crazy courage, He asked him to tear down the altar to Baal that his dad had put in the center of town. And that was a courageous thing because the townspeople wanted to kill him after he tore that down. And so I think we should do the same thing. What is something you can do for God that you haven't done because you're afraid, and something close to home. Maybe it's if you're married and you're a guy, maybe you need to pray with your wife, or maybe as a woman, you need to say, honey, let's pray together. Maybe it's if you have children, hey, we're going to read the Bible together tonight. But I don't do that because I'm afraid they're going to complain. I don't want to be known as the boring dad. Or I encourage people even to invite others to come to church. And a lot of times people don't invite others to come to their church because they're afraid. And so I think if we really want to conquer our fears, one of the things we need to do is to start doing things that are scary for God.
Hmm. That's really good. That's a good challenge. Pastor, I know that you are very involved in a wonderful ministry there. You have 5 campuses now, is that correct?
Yeah.
5 campuses. Tell the folks briefly about where the campuses are at.
Yeah, so Vestal and Conklin, New York are 2 New York campuses. And then in Pennsylvania, we have Tunkhannock, Montrose, and Halstead. And, you know, we have an online campus as well. But even this fear thing, I recently had a woman reach out to me, and she asked me, basically, she was very depressed, physical, debilitating symptoms, and her husband was saying, I want a divorce. And it just so happened to be that I was preaching on depression the very next Sunday. And so she called me Saturday night. I said, hey, you need to come tomorrow. But I said, if you're too scared to come in person, watch online first.
Hmm.
But the best thing you could do is to show up in person. And even if you don't live in Northeast Pennsylvania or the Southern Tier of New York, you need to show up in person to a church, because it's not about the 35, 45 minute speech. That's not church. Church are the people that are there. And so that's why we started 4 other campuses after Montrose, because we want, and there's live preaching in each, and because we want to multiply families of God that can take care of each other. And that's easier to do a couple hundred here and a couple hundred there than to have one huge church of thousands in one place. God wants you to be a part of a family. And so, and you know what? Relationships, even coming back to this issue, relationships help with fear as well. Sometimes you need others to just lift you up and carry you and bear your burdens, like the burden of fear, because God never meant for you to bear that burden alone.
Yeah, and that's really the reason I want to ask you about your campuses, because I have found that true, Pastor, that when people get in church and get to meet other people who have similar fears, similar issues, there's something about that relationship that's really helpful. So thanks so much. That was a great topic today. Thank you for sharing that with us. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone talking to you. And we've had on today our friend, and he's not really a guest anymore. He's part of the family here. Pastor Bob Kadlecic, thank you, sir, for being on. It was wonderful. Fear is something that we all struggle with in life from time to time. But it's a wonderful thing to think about what God provides for us, especially in the family of God and the Church of Jesus Christ. Again, I want to remind you to get the book, True Spiritual Identity. Again, you can call the 800 number, 800-473-5106, and get the book, True Spiritual Identity. If you would like to get it in a bookstore, you can do that. Go to Barnes & Noble, order it if they don't have it in, or any bookstore will do that. And, of course, you can get it on Amazon. Again, True Spiritual Identity, How Does God See Us? Well, have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and the rest of the weekend be blessed for you. And join us again Monday through Friday for our Bible study, the next weekend again for our time of joining together with people and learning about their lives and their testimonies and what God has done on Life Change Weekend. Have a blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.